Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Just a few minutes to talk about this next topic, but State House Democrats are calling on Attorney General Bill Schuette to look into possible bid fixing and collusion by two natural gas giants in the lower part of northern Michigan. One of those calling for an investigation is Democratic State Representative Charles Smiley of Burton. He is actually in session right now, but Scott Newman is his legislative aide, and he joins us now. Scott, thanks for taking a little time to talk to us this evening.
Oh, sure thing, Mike.
Now, busy day. Any sense of what kind of work is getting accomplished at the Capitol today?
There's a couple of important bills that were on the agenda today. One very important and somewhat controversial bill is Senate Bill 1040, which deals with teachers' retirement pensions. I don't think they've made a decision on that. They've been caucusing quite a bit today, trying to figure out if they're going to get enough votes to pass it, but doesn't look like they've been able to do that yet. The majority party is still working on a few other votes.
It's going to be a late night, it sounds like.
It sounds like it, yes.
Now, we just have a few minutes, but let's maybe you can give me just an overview of this issue, because it involves these two big natural gas companies, Chesapeake Energy and Cana. They're North America's two largest natural gas producers. Now, what exactly is the allegation when it comes to the bidding process on land to drill on here in Michigan?
Sure. What was alleged is that Reuters did the initial investigation. They broke the story a few weeks back. They alleged that Encana and Chesapeake Energy had worked in collusion with one another to drive down bidding costs in Michigan. There are opportunities for these companies to come in and take a look at mineral rights throughout the state, and they can bid on land. If it's state-owned land, that's something they would bid on with the state of Michigan, but there's also private land held by Michigan citizens where they can bid for the rights to drill there as well. As you mentioned, both companies are North America's largest natural gas companies. And what they did, what the emails had shown, according to Reuters, is that they worked together, they kind of separated which areas they wanted to bid on, agreed not to bid collectively on the same land. And again, that's a way for these two companies to ensure that the cost of the land per acre does not increase.
I mean, is it clear? Are they basically the two companies that won almost all the land bidding in the state then?
Yes, that is correct. Close to 100% of the contracts.
I see. Now, I know that the U.S. Department of Justice has opened an investigation. Is it clear why we need the Attorney General to do so also?
Well, I think this is an opportunity for state government to really show the citizens of Michigan that we can work for you. We all know that land prices and property values throughout Michigan have suffered over the past few years. And we have situations where large companies come in and work collectively with each other to drive down property values. That's not good for the Michigan citizens. It's not good for our businesses, and certainly not good for our economy.
I see. Now, do we know, has drilling already begun on this land?
It has begun on this land. Not in relation to these bids, though.
I gotcha. But ultimately, these two companies may, at the very worst, pay a little more for the price that they originally paid for?
That's correct.
Gotcha. Well, Scott Newman, he's legislative aide for State Representative Charles Smiley of Burton, who is currently on the floor of the House. And hopefully, Scott, first of all, thanks for joining us. Hopefully we'll be able to get Charles on to talk a little further about this.
That would be great. He'd really appreciate that opportunity.
All right. Excellent. When we come back, we'll be talking to a representative of Rainbow Push Michigan, part of a group or a coalition of groups, that is, that are hoping to get this ballot proposal on the November ballot to eliminate the emergency manager law. The state Supreme Court will be hearing the case, at least hearing arguments about the case next week, but no promise what will happen next. We'll get his view on the issue and why we need to get rid of this law. Would we be really any better off? That's next. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.